Update of the avalanche forecast for Friday, the 9th of January 2026. The wind slabs represent the main danger. All day it applies above the treeline moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem. This in all aspects. In all aspects, precarious wind slabs formed. This applies especially adjacent to ridgelines and in gullies and bowls. The avalanche-prone locations are rather rare and are clearly recognizable to the trained eye. The wind slabs can be released easily in some cases above approximately 2,000 meters. Caution is to be exercised at their margins in particular. In isolated cases, avalanches can be triggered in the weakly bonded old snow. In very isolated cases, avalanches are medium-sized. Apart from the danger of being buried, restraint should be exercised as well in view of the danger of avalanches sweeping people along and giving rise to falls. And now the snowpack. Little snow has fallen in particular in the north and in the west. The avalanche-prone wind slabs are lying on soft layers, in particular on shady slopes at elevated altitudes. The wind slabs have bonded poorly with the old snowpack. Faceted weak layers exist in the bottom section of the old snowpack, in particular on wind-protected shady slopes. The snowpack will be generally subject to considerable local variations. Over a wide area, a little snow is lying. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.7, snow pore zones in snow-rich surrounding. The tendency for Saturday, the 10th of January 2026, indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.